If all the people who claim to be believers in Christ were to really live for Him, the world would be feeling the impact. The problem is, there is so much saying without doing. Unless a person is sincerely following Christ and obeying His word, it is obvious that he has never really met the Lord. The Lord Jesus made it clear in our previous study that an expression of one's belief is not necessarily conversion. There is also something else to be considered. And Jesus said in John 8, verse 31, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." True belief will stand the test of time. Some are stirred emotionally by a touching story or a forceful preacher. Readily they respond to an invitation. They feel so good, they say. For several weeks or months they discontinue certain practices. But it is not long before they revert to their old ways and feel as they always did. It is obvious that they were not truly converted. It is not only the beginning of the Christian life that provides the proof of conversion, but the continuing in the way of the Lord. To walk in the way of the Lord is to obey Him and to live in the light of the truth of the Scriptures. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, we read, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." When one truly believes on the Savior and yields his life to Christ's control, he will enter into the freedom which God has provided for his people. Jesus said in verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It is obvious that our Lord meant himself when he spoke of the truth, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. It is Christ who provides eternal freedom from the bondage of sin. When one knows Christ, he is not only delivered from the guilt of sin, but from its power. Romans 6:14 says, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." This, of course, refers to any sin, regardless of its potency. For we read in 1 John 1:7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." The Jews to whom Jesus was speaking were extremely proud. They rebelled at Christ's intimation of their bondage, saying in verse 33, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Well, how ridiculous was this reply. Ever since Babylon, the Jews had been in subjection to one power after another. And even as the Lord Jesus spoke to them, they were under the bondage of Rome. But far worse than their slavery to a political power was their slavery to sin. Notice verse 34. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Sin is a hard taskmaster. I read in Proverbs 13:15, "The way of the transgressors is hard." And then Jesus said in verse 35, "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever." You see, the Jews were quite familiar with the letter of the law, but they knew nothing of the life and liberty to be found in Christ. Thus again, Jesus tells them that they will perish in their way, but if they believed in him, they would have eternal life because the Son abideth ever. Not only would they become possessors of eternal life, but of a liberty they had never known. Verse 36, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Only Christ can provide this freedom. Good intentions, church attendance, baptism cannot possibly provide new life. The word "indeed" used here means really or truly. The freedom Christ provides from sin and lust is truly freedom. The Jews had boasted that they were of Abraham's seed. Well, the Lord Jesus said in verse 37, "I know ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you." How different these Jews were from their father Abraham. He had anticipated the coming of Christ, realizing as God had said in Genesis 22:18, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." But instead of following Abraham in this respect, even though they claimed him as their father, they wanted to murder Christ because they refused to believe the truth which he taught. Now our Lord became very pointed. He said, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father," sharply contrasting my Father with your Father. This must have been a stinging rebuke to them. Later in this discussion, our Lord made it clear to them who their Father actually was. They answered and said unto him in verse 39, "Abraham is our father." But our Lord put the test to them immediately, saying, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." Children usually bear the characteristics of their parents. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, we read in Romans 4:3. True belief in God is always evidenced by works that honor him. Our Lord pointed out their inconsistency, saying in verse 40, "But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham." Murder was not one of Abraham's works, nor is it a work of God. Neither did Abraham reject the truth of God as they had done. He was a believer, and with great love he evidenced this fact. With their spirit of hatred evidenced in their desire to kill Jesus, it was obvious that these Jews were not living in the spirit of Abraham. Having prepared them for the next statement, Jesus declared in verse 41, "Ye do the deeds of your father." Of course, Christ meant that their father was the devil. But they retorted, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Again, they were claiming to be a covenant people, descendants of Abraham, and for this reason, children of God. They overlooked the fact that even though the Jews were the chosen people, there had to be a personal relationship with the Lord. They claimed the covenant privilege without the individual responsibility. The Lord Jesus said in verse 42, "If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." Well, the same is true in our day. If one does not love Christ, he is not a child of God. The Bible teaches this repeatedly. The question the Lord Jesus asked Peter was not, "Are you a faithful attendant at church? Do you give your tithes to the work of God? Do you do the best you can?" His question was unmistakably clear. "Lovest thou me?" Jesus asked a question and then gave the answer in verse 43. "Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word." The words "ye cannot hear" literally are "ye will not hear" or "ye refuse to hear." Word is used here means doctrine or truth taught. This seemed to be a constant problem among our Lord's Jewish listeners. When he spoke of the bread of heaven, they understood him to mean literal bread to eat. When he spoke of the freedom he could give, they thought of political freedom. And when he reminded them of their father, they concluded that he meant Abraham. Thus, they did not understand his speech because they refused to believe in him. Our Lord next revealed who their father actually was in verse 44. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." This statement is important not only because of the rebuke it carries for our Lord's critics, but provides important teaching on the doctrine of the devil. Many think of the devil as merely a power or force, but our Lord made it clear that he is a distinct personality. He was a murderer from the beginning, Jesus said. The devil abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. The devil, like the rest of God's creation, was created good, but the devil abode not in the truth. He fell from his high and lofty estate and turned his face from the holiness and righteousness of God. Ever since his fall, he has sought to delude men and women and turn them from the truth of God. I wonder if he has been turning you away from God. Oh, friend, turn toward God today and let Jesus Christ become the Lord of your life and enter into the freedom, the peace that he only can give. God says in his word, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Let him into your heart. Father, I thank you for the truth. I thank you for your word. May the word find lodgment in hearts today through the Holy Spirit. May some be saved, for I ask in the name of Jesus and for his glory. Amen.